you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What was that?
I'm about to say, which intro was that? We didn't record that intro.
My bad.
Oh, we got some photography going on as well.
All
right,
here we
go.
Oh,
nice.
She's
busting
cool.
It out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Get your dad body in the back.
Welcome to the trap.
Tripping better than slipping.
Welcome to the trap.
But sometimes we be tripping.
Welcome to the trap. Where we joke and rap, gut busting laughs, hand slapping laps.
Girl, slap it loud.
Get you through your day.
Get you through your day.
And it's free of cost.
I'm so cheap.
Don't you laugh too loud.
No.
Don't get fired by your boss.
File unemployment.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Yo. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Yep.
I got Emmanuel.
Yo.
And I know y'all wondering, who is this model man over here sitting on our couch? I'm usually the one model that's in here. Ain't that, wouldn't you say?
No.
That's not it? Okay, no. I thought that was...
No,
thought
I
that
really
was...
don't like you. Right?
We met this guy on our infamous Salmon Sunday that we told you guys about. He came in and he had good energy. And so we was like, you know what? Before you roll out of town... let's fucking just do some shit, man.
What's up, bro?
We got Giddy in the building, everybody. You know, give
what's
it a hand clap, hand clap, hand clap.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, man.
Thank
yeah.
you, guys.
Thank you for pulling up. Thank you for having fun with us. Let's get right to it. Why are you leaving California? Where are you going?
Oh, bro, I'm kind of sad. I'm depressed right now. I can't leave.
You're not
I
depressed. Don't you're leave. Smiling.
Bro, I'm naturally just like a happy guy. But I don't want to leave, bro. I have to leave. My visa's running out. You know what I mean?
Like,
I got no more time left here.
You know? They're kicking you the fuck out.
Yeah, bro.
I get it.
They're kicking me out. And this girl told me that if I do overstay my visa, literally by like one day, they won't know, but when I come back, they'll ask me, why did you overstay? And they probably won't even let me back in.
Oh, shit. So it's that tight.
It's that tight.
So gotcha. Was it tough getting in the first place?
What's that, bro?
Was it tough getting in the first
place? Oh, very, very tough. Because of like Corona, COVID, and shit like that. Yeah. Like, oh man, that shit was tough. I had to literally do 2 weeks in Dubai or Mexico. So I chose Dubai, but I ended up staying there like 8 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. It's not a
Dubai
bad place.
Was lit. So I stayed in Dubai for like 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Partied there, had fun. So you had to do your time there. Yeah. So like in a sort of safe, non COVID country,
you,
apparently.
Got you.
Then you can come to America. So that's why I did that. But then I'm going to Mexico after, to Cancun.
Okay. I want to get back to all of these places.
Yeah, sure. No,
in a second. But I kind of want, I guess, give the people a little intro, like just who you are, what you do, what you got going on, just so they know.
Big Giddy.
Yeah. big Giddy.
Big Giddy is, what is Big Giddy?
Litty Giddy.
Litty Giddy. Big Giddy. Well, I mean, it was Big Giddy or Lil Giddy. Like, what was it? You know what? Everyone's little today, right?
Yeah. Everyone is kind of Lil Zan.
Lil.
But you know, when the Lils get older, they like to drop the name because they don't want to feel like kids no more.
That was only Bow Wow. Lil Wayne's still Lil Wayne. He rocks it to the
Yeah, day. You gotta call Lil Wayne. Yeah,
Lil
true.
Bow Wow, he'll look at you and be like, hey man, I'm grown up now, man.
You gotta drop the Lil.
Yeah. You can't call him that.
But you obviously are a content creator. You know,
yeah, man, that's what I do now.
That's what you do.
How long have you been doing it for?
I've been doing it for like probably a year and a half, 2 years.
Really?
Yeah. I first started on YouTube. Okay. I was like weekly vlogging for a year. I was kind of inspired by like Just David Dobrik, Casey Neistat, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, all these kind of guys.
Everybody that's getting arrested now.
Yeah. All canceled. Basically, all these people. Yeah. Are you saying, is that my future?
No, you're definitely
on the way.
But you know my style too. After Sunday night.
Yeah.
Just don't smile like that in prison.
Yeah.
This is the wrong place to smile.
You know, because we started on YouTube. A little small history on us.
Yeah, this is what Wynn was telling you.
Yeah, we started in 09 on YouTube. And so we've been on YouTube for a long time.
Yeah, so he was telling me, you guys kind of pioneered the whole skit, like all the King Batch Vine skits that like I used to watch. Like you guys kind of pioneered that way.
Yeah.
No one was doing it before. That same timeline. For sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Wait, did you blow up on YouTube first?
Yes.
No.
I mean like, yes, here's the story. No. I wish. No, I didn't blow up on YouTube. Yeah. I weekly vlogged for a year, basically.
Okay.
And I literally put my heart and soul into this. I swear to God, I put my heart and soul into this. Like, obviously, you know how it's one man band production at the beginning.
Yeah.
I'm out there filming. I'm my own cameraman, or I'm paying someone.
Yeah.
And then I'm going home. I'm editing it so I can make the trending video to get out on, you know, to get out on time.
You know where this is
going. You know, after a year of vlogging and like going crazy, it only got me like 5,000 to 10,000 subs.
We've been there. Oh, yeah. You'd be like,
putting your heart into it.
I done everything. You think it's this grand production, but now when we go back and look at it, we be like, I can see why I only got a few views.
I look back at some of the videos, but what I will always give myself credit for was the effort I put into it.
Oh no, for sure.
I was out there. I was wacky as fuck.
Yeah.
Like the shit I was doing. Like these public pranks and all sorts of just the way I was, you know, like it only got me like 5,000 to 10,000 subs. And then, you know, TikTok was really blowing up late 2019, early 2020. And everyone's driving me mad. Get on TikTok. But then I thought to myself, you know what? I like to make long form content. I'm not really a guy who makes 15 second
videos.
I thought it was Vine 2.0.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really interested in it. And then I did this one last YouTube video. This kind of actually blew me up a little bit. It was a coronavirus prank. Mm-hmm. And I went all in with this prank in London.
This was like recent. It was like,
This was March 2020. Oh,
gotcha.
So a year ago.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys know how London is with coronavirus right now.
No.
London friends, they say how strict it is.
Oh, yeah. They take that shit pretty seriously. You know, like everything's shut down and like, you know, it's kind of over the top anyway. Yeah. So I got a few of my boys to do this prank with me. So I put them in yellow Hamzit suits.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's a Hamzit?
The hazard suit?
Oh, hazmat.
That's the
one I was going to say. Hamzit. I thought that was a play. I was like, yellow Hamzit.
That might be a Shakespeare play.
Not Hamlet. Hamzit.
You can't make it to Hamlet. Go to Hamzit.
But got you. Got you.
What's it called?
Hazmat.
Hazmat. That's the one.
Hazmat suit.
Like in Monster Inc., if you ever saw the film. The guys that come in the suits.
Yes. With the one.
Yeah. Exactly.
Got you.
So I put them in those suits, and, you know, I would be with my girlfriend, and we'd like make a scene. So I'd be like, oh, you know, I start coughing. I'm not feeling well. Oh God, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And then I get a call from a doctor and I put it on hands free. Like I'd be in a very public area, five guys or on the underground subway. And then, you know, the doctor would say, I'm sorry, you've tested positive for COVID-19. And then everyone starts looking around. We do the close-ups everywhere. And then my guys run in with the yellow suits and then they grab me by my legs and I'm, you know, I'm fighting with them and we just cause a big scene and it's like a publicity
scene. You know? I see some shit like that. What the fuck going on?
Amazing. And that blew up. It got like 500,000 views on YouTube.
Okay.
Lots and lots and lots of hate. but lots of love. Gotcha. It's kind of like Marmite, you know what I'm saying? Like, you either fuck with it, or you didn't fuck with it. You thought it was the funniest fucking thing, right. Or you were just like, you know what, fuck this guy. This guy's a clown. He's a terrorist. He's this, he's that. I got all the names under the sun, you know? But
shout out to you for being the first person to bring up Marmite on this podcast.
Wait, do you not have that in America or something?
I don't know. I think it's harder to get here.
Okay, so just should I just clarify that?
Yeah, bring it up. Talk about it.
Yeah, the Marmite, just to let you know, you either it's like a jam or butter you put on, or marmalade you put on bread, and people, you either love it or you fucking hate it. It's disgusting.
Yeah. It's a London thing.
Yeah, it's a UK thing. Yeah, an English thing.
Okay, they got it in Canada, I think, a lot too.
Gotcha.
So it's like an expression you use, you know. So it's like Marmite. You either love the video or you hated the video.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to use it on my London friends.
Oh, they would love you.
It's like Marmite. You love it or you hate it.
Oh, they're like, Cam, you're so cultured. You're so cultured, bro. They'll fucking love you.
All I hit them with, I want my food, fam.
I want my food, fam.
It's like he knows everything about us.
Okay, we'll get into the accents in a minute.
Hold on. I want to be judged. All right, look, so let me ask you this one. When you were... Were you always a prankster, like growing up? Were you just always that guy in high school that annoyed the fuck out of everybody? Or?
Definitely. Yeah, absolutely, right. Man. But it was never done in like a mean or horrible way. It was done in a way like for fun, you know?
Yeah.
I like how he got real sincere when he said it was never...
No, I'm being serious, he made me feel like I'm so close to me now. It was done out of like, you know, just to be sincere, just to entertain out of love and fun. Like in class, I was the class clown.
You were the class clown.
Oh, yeah, I got kicked out all the time. Okay.
But were you a good student?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Were you a good student, though?
Just a fuck up in school.
Bit of both. And then,
how were your parents about it? Like, strict or.
Mom was not cool, dad was cool. Mum was really, she got really upset.
And where are they from?
They're English. Yeah, they're from London. We're all from London.
Are they black?
No, pink with yellow spots.
Pink with yellow. Okay, yeah.
It's a new kind.
I heard about those type of parents.
Bro, it's you don't mess with them. Yeah, you think black parents are bad, or like people think Nigerian parents? Yeah. Like, no. These pink with yellow spots, they whip your ass.
They whip it.
But go ahead.
They were cool. Dad was. Always cool, but mum always got very angry. Gotcha. But no, I was always there, like a class clown, kind of like, I like entertaining people.
Nice.
But yeah, after I put that video on YouTube, that's when I put it on TikTok.
Okay.
Mm. I put the best clip of it, just to go back to what we're saying.
Yeah.
I put that clip on TikTok, and then it blew up and got 15 million views in 3 days. And I was like, holy shit.
Crazy.
I have to do TikTok.
Yeah.
15 million fucking views.
It's like, now I have to,
Guys, I was so excited. You have no idea. Oh, first of all, God. I was with my sister and we were just watching it because she knew how much effort I put into it. And my mum as well.
A younger sister? Or?
She's like a year younger. Okay, she's like 20 years. Okay. She's, what's she? A couple of years younger. She's like 24 or something.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, when I put it on and we were watching this thing climb, like, you know, 100K, you know, like 200K, 300K, and then it hit a million. Mm-hmm. And when it hit a million, you know, I just couldn't believe it. It was like, wow, I have a video with a million views and, you know, all these people have watched me and it's like, Jesus Christ, and it's kind of crazy. And then it just was taking off at 2 million. And then over the next 3 days, 15 million.
That's
and now
crazy.
It sits at like 25
wow.
mil.
That's
and
crazy.
From then on, that's when I was like, I have to do TikTok.
And that was March of last year.
Yeah, March 2020.
And then it's, go ahead.
I was going to say, so what's the very next video you did after that to capitalize on it?
Yeah, of course. It's like, how do you top that, right?
Yeah,
it's like, oh, I peaked.
It's
and
like,
then
what
you just
do
go,
you do now?
Yeah.
How many followers did that get you, though, on TikTok when it first happened?
I think that returned me, like, so I had, like, I don't know, 2,000 followers. I think it got me, like, maybe, I don't know, 150K. So
yeah, that's solid.
From that, which was really cool.
Did it translate to YouTube at all and stuff?
So, it does, but I made a mistake. You know, in TikTok, you can put your, you can connect it. Yeah. I hadn't connected it.
Oh,
I know, right?
Oh, gotcha.
I hadn't connected it because I was kind of new to TikTok. You know, and it was just everyone was saying, get on TikTok. So
for sure.
Last minute desperation, I was like, fuck it. I'll just cut the best bit up and chuck it on. And I didn't set it up. But after it translated to Instagram, I had like 1,000 followers on Instagram.
Gotcha.
A lot of people came through, which was cool.
Nice. Gotcha.
But yeah, the next video, I was like, how do I top this? So I was thinking of all the stupid, crazy ideas. So you know what? Do you remember the whole toilet paper thing when the whole world suddenly was going through toilet paper?
Everybody had the shit on a regular basis all of a sudden.
It's like at the same time, everybody, I need to use the bathroom.
What was that about? Was it like Corona made people shit?
Yeah, I don't get it. They didn't say food first. They said toilet paper first.
I have no idea. So I was like, you know what? Shitless. Yeah. I was like, how can I do something controversial? I was like, that's what I was all about. I was like, let's make some noise. Let's do some controversial. So I was like, you know what? Let's just burn some toilet paper. Right, let's just So it's like burning toilet paper.
Like
too.
A badass kid. Yeah. Let's just fucking burn like
Dennis the Menace.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And they did okay. Got like 50K views, which is still really good. Yeah. But then I realized, you know what? Let's just do these kind of very, how do I explain it? Very silly videos, okay? Mm-hmm. Like almost made for kids, you know, like early teenagers. And I just started doing all these very silly pranks where I would do them on my sister and my mom and my friends.
Gotcha.
And, but very silly.
Yeah, like, yeah.
What people would call cringe TikTok. This is what they call this this subcategory.
Okay,
which is
so you leaned into that,
bro. I didn't just lean in.
You went.
I fucking dived in so hard, so hard.
I thought he was like, gonna say, "I am."
You can call me that, bro. You can call me the king of cringe.
He opens up his shirt and he has a cringe, a big C on it.
Cringe man.
Yeah, man. Like I went in so hard on that kind of that kind of content because the thing is, you got to understand. Like I was putting I play guitar. I really enjoy music, and I was putting some music content out. Mm-hmm. I was putting some other forms of comedy out, similar to what you guys were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it wasn't doing well. No one enjoyed it. But when I do these pranks which are just so silly and
it's stupid, yeah,
you can even say obviously staged.
They
pop, they just go so viral. I mean, you know, like Coke, just to give you some examples, Coke and Mento videos, water balloon pranks, air horn,
the fake beard,
the fake beard,
then you get
golden giddy bear, mm-hmm. Giddy beer, giddy Coke. I name it
giddy beer, giddy Coke.
Got a brand.
Not that kind of giddy Coke.
Yeah, yeah, no, I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what Emmanuel has is giddy Coke.
Yeah. Wait, what were you guys thinking?
Thinking in terms of
In terms of what?
Giddy Coke. Like,
no, I knew you meant Drake.
I'm kidding. Oh, yeah.
I wanted some cocaine.
Question about the the cringe content. Like,
tell me.
We kind of were going through this thing when we started, because we were doing long form as well. Well, we were doing kind of short, but then we started going to like 10-minute videos, and our fans started liking those.
All on YouTube.
Yeah, on YouTube. Like, we did a video every Sunday for 4 years straight. Like, just...
Oh, wow, the grind.
It just was growing, you know what I'm saying? And then when, like, Vine and stuff came around, we kind of... We were like, you know, we don't want... Kind of how you felt with TikTok. You was like, I'm long form, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then we kind of... Some of it was a little bit cringe corny to me, you know? And being corny, we a little afraid of. Do you ever think about that? Do you ever feel like it affects you? Like, I feel like I'm coming off a little corny, or you don't even care about that because you're just getting the views, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get exactly what you mean.
You're like, it's a weird thing.
Do you feel judgment
from
other creators or other people around you, like especially in London?
Yeah,
like,
of course.
Or UK?
Yeah. No, I get exactly what you mean. No, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I do not give a fuck.
Gotcha.
Bro, listen, when I started doing YouTube and I was acting really wacky and kind of like out there in my videos, listen, lots of people were judging then, and you know, they it's like, again, it's like Marmite. You either fuck with it or you don't.
Or you don't.
And
gotcha.
It's that simple.
Gotcha.
You either support what I'm doing and
or go watch something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that.
Change the channel, man.
I feel
change
that.
Change the fucking channel. You don't have to watch me. You either but don't hate on it. And if you are hating it, I got no love for you. Because it's like I'm not hurting anyone, I'm not harming anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People actually enjoy what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But if you don't like it, then there's the door. Like, it's cool. So
and it's easy, and people just don't take that advice.
Yeah, but actually, just being brutally honest with you guys, I actually did have one moment, just to get a little bit serious.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay, so I've shared this with a few people, but I was like, fuck it, let's keep it real.
Hold on, be careful when you grab that. My bad, you good. Right. Go ahead.
I was like, you know what? Let me share this, I was thinking. So basically, when I first made a first YouTube video, my first vlog ever, I watched it back and I'm editing it. Mm-hmm. And there was like, I was signing off or, you know, just doing my, I filmed a lot in my room basically.
Gotcha.
And in your room, you have personal things, okay? So like I had a teddy bear at the side of my bed, right? So I'm editing this back and I had some other personal things, you know?
Okay. Well, I don't know why we all started laughing at this teddy bear.
Yeah, guys, don't laugh. I'm getting real here, come on. I'm opening up here.
Right. Let's see where this goes.
So, and you know, you have a lot of other personal things in the room. So I'm just editing this video and I'm like, holy shit, everyone can see all my personal things in my room. Mm. And I felt very vulnerable. I actually felt very vulnerable. And I was like, holy fuck, like, are you either going to do this or you're not going to do this? You know, you spent the whole day filming.
Yeah.
I've just spent like 24 hours editing the video and putting all the sound effects and the memes and making it funny. It's like, are you going to do this or you're not going to do this? Like, you either fully commit to it and go ahead with, you know, the endeavors that you want to do, the content, or you don't do it. And I was just kind of embarrassed. I had a moment. I was like, shit, I feel so vulnerable. Everyone's looking at
the teddy bear.
Yeah, the teddy bear. And just other personal things in my room, pictures, posters, other things, whatever it is, if it's my cologne on the shelf, I don't know, whatever. It was, you know, it's your personal stuff. But then I got over it, you know, and I realized, like, I don't give a fuck. And literally from that point onwards, and especially blowing up on TikTok with all the hate comments, it doesn't matter to me anymore, you know, about the judgment. Like, I know what I'm doing, and, you know, that's it.
Do you still look at it, though? Do you still look at the comments and still...
Yeah, sure. I look at... So,
or do you kind of stay away? Like, are you purposeful at, like, oh, let me look at the comments and try not to get emotional or anything about it? Or do you just, fuck it?
Okay, so it's... So basically, I read the comments. First of all, I try reply to every... In the first 24 hours, I try reply to every single comment. Typically, it's like a good couple of hundred. Then it gets to maybe 1,000 or whatever. And then it's, I can't do anything. But I try reply to every single comment, you know, sincerely and stuff like that. But the thing is, the trick is to... And I, this isn't me. I'll quote Gary V. I'm not saying this. I got this from Gary V, who I really like. I'm sure you, got, you guys...
Yeah, we fuck with his content.
Right. So
we got his cereal somewhere.
Somewhere in the house is Gary V cereal.
I didn't even know he has his own cereal.
He's in a shoes and cereal.
Oh, yeah. He's got the sneakers and he's big with K-Swiss.
Yeah, he's in both.
Yeah, that's funny.
So the trick is, from him I learned... So get involved with the comments and engage with them, but don't value the good comments. So, you know, you get all the time, oh, I love you so much.
Yeah, that's good.
Please reply and all this kind of stuff. So don't value the good comments, and in turn, you won't value the bad comments. It's that simple.
That's how I look at it too. But for me, you're looking at it though still. See, I tend to just stay away. Like in the first
He's looking at it to reply.
Yeah, he does reply. And I guess it's easier with us because we're a team.
So you could,
some guys might answer more than others.
Right.
But for me, it's just like, first couple hours, let me just like everything everybody says. And then, you know, you see some things that people say, ups and downs, but it's just like...
Yeah, I like what you're saying because it's a weird balance because it's like you want to go reply.
It's very hard.
You want to go reply, but then like you see shit and you be like,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
You'd be like, I want to say something to them too. But
for me, it was always the like a bar. Like, the like bar is good. I don't care what they say in the comments. Like, if it's a negative comment or not. I just look at the like bar, and
that's the right way.
Yeah. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What I try and do with looking at the comments is because you can get so much insightful information from the comments about what people, what kind of content people want. And mm-hmm. my idea is like, I'm just trying to, like, ever since, you know, I realized that these kind of videos work, to just try and deliver the videos that people want, serve the audience. Mm. That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Deliver the video. So when I read the comments, I can see there is valuable information there.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You can see what people want and give it to them. Give them more of those kind of
videos. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Yeah, it's like you read it to get something like, how can I maybe improve if it's a certain thing that's like
criticism,
yeah, because if it's like people that say, hey, I think you guys could, you know, focus the camera on this a little more, you might, all right, well, fuck it, I'll try, you know. But when it's like, ah, what are you guys doing here, you fucking suck.
Exactly, man. Then it's just like, you know, it's just general, hey, and it's just projection you know, from the individual. But what I'm saying is,
you imagine going somewhere, I don't like that, don't worry, it's just general hate.
It's just general hate.
Nothing too personal,
sometimes just giving my general hate.
Sometimes it is fun to respond, like our famous one, like this guy said, we were like, when we first started, we would be just sending it to everyone. And this guy wrote us, said, what you guys are doing is spam. And I believe it was you. He wrote back, no, spam is a canned meat. And I just thought that was the funniest thing in the world. Like, that's how you respond.
Spam is a canned meat. Because you, especially as a young, new creator, you want to just fucking push that shit everywhere.
Absolutely,
like,
man. Like, I just want to get that shit everywhere. I want to go viral.
But you had your viral video at a very great time. Great time for you, maybe not for the world, but great time for you because you couldn't go anywhere, so all you could do is make content. Bro, like, at once, because once your video goes, you like, oh shit, I'm just sitting in the house and fucking, I can just make videos all day.
This is the beauty.
That was the one blessing of Corona.
Exactly. And I have to give a big thank you to my family because, you know, some of my friends wanted to meet. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Some people are cool. Some people weren't. Are not cool about it. Me personally, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I'm cool to meet. I don't give a shit. But like a lot of my friends, they were. You know, it's kind of almost like their true colors came out. You could see who's who. But my family were great because, as I was gonna say, my sister, she let me do all the videos on her. My mom, my dad. You know, my dad's like a very serious guy. You know, like he was involved in finance.
Gotcha.
He was running a charitable organization. So like my dad's a serious guy, and here's my dad. You know, like just being so stupid on these videos, you know, because I would direct everyone. I'd be like, hey, look, I need you to act.
And that's what people like. They like parent stuff.
Yeah. I believe this was your dad. I seen the one where he sat on the firecrackers on the chair.
He's so stupid. You see his reaction?
And I'm like, so you funny. Look like him. I'm like, this got to be his dad.
I look like my dad.
Well, I didn't see your mom. I only seen the one with the dad. So I was like, you kind of look like, got the same eyes. So it was in the eyes.
Cool. Yeah, but here's my mom, my dad, my sister, all acting so stupid like clowns. And what would happen is, so the way TikTok works is, especially at the start, they would pump out your videos to your local area. I don't know if you knew that.
Location based.
I didn't know that. Okay. All right.
So a lot of people in London started recognizing my parents. And like everywhere. So they recognize me, obviously. You know?
I'm
the main guy constantly in all the videos. And, you know, people would come up to me and, you know, I'd have photos, selfies, I'd tag them.
Yeah,
you know, it was great. It was like, it was amazing. But people would recognize my dad. So my dad's at the dry cleaners. And the woman's like, you know, this in her broken English, this Romanian woman working at the dry cleaners. She's like, are you giddy dad.
Giddy dad.
And my dad's just like, I'm sorry, I beg your pardon. He was like, you are giddy dad, right?
That is hilarious.
And he goes, TikTok. And then my dad goes, oh my God, yes, that's me. We love your videos.
That's funny.
And so many people are recognizing my
parents.
That's
cool.
And they're so cool with it.
I was going to ask, can you tell deep down that makes them happy?
I think so.
They like the attention a little bit?
I don't know about liking the attention. I think that, I thought you were going to say, are they just proud of me or happy?
No, fuck you. But the recognition. the recognition for your parents, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe, who knows? I mean, who doesn't like to be, you know, everyone wants come up to them. And
I mean, obviously for their son, they're going to be proud, but it's always interesting to see parents get a little hint of fame too, you know what I mean?
Especially they didn't grow up in this era of being on camera and people running up to them.
Because take that to my dad. Oh, he gonna eat it up. My dad gonna eat it up. He gonna be like, hey, because last time I did a live with him when I was in Atlanta, because he stays in Atlanta. I did a live with him right before I'm about to go live. He said, now hold on, now let me get my hat. I can't, hold on. People gonna be looking at me.
His dad is the type talking about he might come here and go to strip club with us. We gonna have a good time.
So, and then I am my dad, so it's the same. It's the same thing, and so I think if he was like, if I had him on TikTok like that and he was out getting it, inside he'd be like, yeah, man, I'm cool, man.
I'm a rock star. Yeah, I'm a rock star. Yeah. I'm famous. Listen, I think they are like that because yeah. my dad did theater. My dad enjoyed enjoys doing the videos.
Because anybody from UK to act, they're great. So your dad probably would have been amazing if he would have kept going.
Maybe. But I know he likes to act, so he enjoys the videos, and my mom also, but my sister hates them.
Are you serious? Like legit
hates them because that's my sister hilarious. You know, God bless her, she's so kind for doing all these videos. She's trying to build a career, so she's a big crypto journalist. She's really big. Sister Leia,
cryptocurrency, but he wasn't sure,
I guess you could call her a crypto influencer almost.
That's great. She's reporting on what's going on with the
crypto world. She's got a lot of crypto. She you know, she's like interviewed the Winklevoss twins,
the actual
billionaires, because of Bitcoin and Ethereum. They bought they bought 200k back in like 2011.
She's
really big. The point I'm making is she's very serious, and people started sending her my videos and DMing her on Twitch.
She's like, oh, Twitter.
Yeah, and she's like, I can't do them anymore. I'm like, Leia, please, I need you right now. You are the star.
Because that makes it even funnier when somebody don't want to. You can just feel that they're not trying to be there.
She's so good, bro. She's so good in the videos. Her reactions, everything. She's a great actress for this kind of content. And I'm like, Leia, you're the star. Everyone needs you right now. Like they're saying, prank your sister, do this on your sister. They're saying all these different ideas. I'm like, don't give up on me.
That's the one you put the spider on her shoulder.
I've done the spider on everyone.
That's your sister, because that's the.
She's been in that kind of video. She's one of them. I've done that on everyone. I call that viral spider.
The spider is fake.
Yeah, it's fake. It's fake.
The magician doesn't reveal the secrets. Come on, guys.
It's real, guys.
He was saying that because he's scared of spiders.
I don't fuck with spiders.
As am I.
Yeah, I don't fuck with spiders.
Oh, you guys. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Spiders.
Turn me up a little. What I was going to ask you. Now that you've had the TikTok success, do you feel like you want to move to anything, or you just want to keep on shelling? Like, has it slowed down, or is it kind of the same?
I thought you were asking like if you want to go to TV shows.
Well, I mean that too, but that, yeah. both questions. Yeah.
I mean, because like you know the thing is, and anyone watching this, like TikTok is crazy right now. I think like if you want to build any brand, kind of following, any audience, TikTok is still the one right now.
Gotcha.
And Snapchat Spotlight, but that kind of slowed down and went a bit funny. Weird. Yeah. But no, I want to, of course, man, I want to do like what you guys did. You guys have built up a really huge audience on YouTube, which is amazing. You know, you guys have been around. You have such an established audience, which is fucking amazing. So I want to do something like that.
Yeah, thank you, man.
You know
you,
what you guys have done, and just have a long-lasting audience who grow with you.
Yeah.
So absolutely, man. I want to bring it to YouTube, bring it over to Instagram, because Instagram's a great medium to always talk to people on stories and swipe up.
Especially
and
Reels.
Reels have been doing good. Yeah.
Exactly. But just bring it over. But you know, bro, like there's so much stuff to be done, and you know, it's only the start. I'm still doing TikTok, and I'm still going viral all the time. You know, like my most viewed video now is at 170 million views. I got videos at 80 million, 50 million, and it's the giddy coke.
Let me ask you this: like, you blew up essentially over the pandemic, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's key, by the way.
That is key, right? Helping essentially.
I think so.
Home watching, kind
of. I think so.
But let me ask you this, just on a personal level: have you? I mean, being locked in at a time when you're blowing up, now is pretty much the time where you've had the most freedom.
Oh, absolutely, bro. We haven't even started getting to
so,
LA.
So the fans now, like, are you just getting the experience of that? Like, people running up to you? Or has that been for the last couple months?
Oh, no.
You know what I mean? The whole experience of that.
Yeah, I get you. No, I had that already in London because, you know, me personally, I still went out. I went out.
He said, y'all not hearing me. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
COVID.
Yeah, y'all not hearing me. I don't give a fuck. I'm not saying I don't believe in it. I'm not saying I believe in it. I'm just saying I do my own thing.
Yeah, you do your thing.
I just crack on and I don't let shit stop me.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? I'm moving forward. You know, I got shit to do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the youngest TikToker. Like, there's a lot of younger TikTokers who are 16, 17.
Oh, yeah, there you
go. They got a bit more time on my hands. So I've got, you know, I got shit to do. I got to work.
So let me ask you this, but I need to ask a pre-question before I get. Do you have a girlfriend now?
No.
Perfect. So since the fame has kicked in, how have the ladies been treating you?
So we haven't even started with LA. We haven't even, we've just been in London.
We haven't flown over here yet.
Wow, the girls, and you know, it's so interesting. Oh man.
You know, don't incriminate yourself.
He's gonna do the whole thing. Look at him scratching his head. I'm looking at my boy over there.
He doesn't want me to spill anything. I'm looking at my boy.
He's like, shh.
Don't talk about last night. What can I say? What can't I say? You can Do I need a lawyer?
Y'all had an orgy last night.
You can just say, you know, if you've been having some fun.
Yeah, no. Obviously, you know, being big on social media, I don't give a fuck. This is my business, this is what I do. But yeah, being big on social media, of course, like you guys know, everyone likes it. Girls, guys, everyone wants to get involved, be in your videos, and that's great. That's great for me. I want people in my videos, you know? It's obviously helped with girls a lot.
But I think, is it hard to, because you know, like,
the gauge, sometimes you don't know it's hard true intention.
It's hard
say
to gauge
you wanted
sometimes.
To settle down, is it hard to gauge who's like there for the fame or who really like you?
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, like, I wouldn't say I'm at that level yet where I would feel like
it's crazy.
Yeah, where a girl is like, oh, I really want him just because, you know, I mean, I'm relatively big on TikTok, but you know, I'm not huge elsewhere. Like, you know, you guys, YouTube's more dominant of a platform for content, and you know, maybe if I had 5 million followers on YouTube as opposed to 5 million on TikTok.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe it could be a bit more, but I don't know, man. But like, certainly it's brought a lot more girls around. It's opened a lot more doors, and which is great, you know? It's really helped in that way. But
before, I guess we didn't even touch on this. Like, right before you were vlogging, what were you doing? Was it college, university? Like, were you doing that or were you just working?
Yeah, I was working, man. So I was working in a bar.
Pranking
people in the bar, just throwing beer on them.
Yeah, spitting in their spitting in their drinks, and saying, "Take this, you fucking mother."
You were a bartender.
I was doing everything. I was sweeping the floors, whatever the fuck.
Gotcha.
You had the personality for being a bartender.
Yeah, I can see you.
Yeah, definitely. You can pick up a lot of girls like that. So that was cool.
So how was that translation from bartender to, you were just like, I'm tired of fucking being at the bar, so I'm just...
Well, I haven't given you the full backstory. So the reason I worked in a bar was because I then left a previous job because I wanted to do content. I worked in real estate from like 16 to like 22.
Dope.
Then I did the bar for a year, and then after I was like, you know, I got to do content. That's why I left real estate, because I had good fun in it, but I wanted to do content. I love cinema. I love creating content. I love editing.
Were you making decent money in real estate?
Yeah, I was making really good money. Okay. And oh wow, I went through some dark times, especially in that year of YouTube when it wasn't, as I say, getting the traction I wanted to, like, you know, a million subs in a year. I was like, shit, you know.
I'm going to have to go back to real estate.
I could have made a certain amount of money, and
of
people were offering me great things, and because I was very well known in the London real estate area. But like, yeah, I was like, you know, I got something to do, and I want to do content, and I want to make videos. But I went through some dark times. It's like, shit, did I throw all that away? Did I, you know, because I could be earning, you know, 70-80 hundred grand a year and saving that money, and move back with my parents and save that money to do other things. It's kind of paid off, so yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. No,
nice. It's cool. Right now, it's cool. Yeah. It's cool.
How's the real estate between London and, I don't know. Of course, you're not in it here in LA, but I'm sure you've seen like the housing in LA. Like, is it crazy difference? Like, because LA houses are. It's wild.
I'm actually so happy you brought that up.
Because I fucking
love LA. And part of what I love about LA is the hills.
We'll get to it, but
I've been partying in the hills for the last 12 weeks like a fucking rock star. me and my boy Habib, we've been to every single
house. Just all the houses.
We've been going crazy. And the houses in LA are crazy. Because one thing, they have beautiful views.
Oh, yeah.
They're bigger, they're wider. Where London is very, because it's a very old city, remember. We're all on top of each other.
Gotcha.
Unless you go to the suburbs. But even then, they're not that big. And they're just overpriced. They're not that good.
Gotcha.
You don't get that much
value. I mean, it's some overpriced here too, for sure.
But like, you get
at least the hill. You saying you get like,
but you kind of get the fantasy here.
You're paying for the weather too.
Fucking movie. Yeah, it's a movie.
Yeah, you're paying for the weather for sure.
The weather, palm trees.
Yeah,
I love it all out here, man. And I really love LA more than London so much as a city. I love LA so much. The palm trees, the weather, the people, the beach, everything, man. The girls, you know.
Yeah.
No, I love LA. I really don't want to go back to London. I'm
is there a difference between girls and okay, you've been around the world. You've been a bunch of places around the world.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Where have you found
quality?
Quality vaj.
Where's the pussy the best?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
So you know what's really interesting? I was having this conversation the other day. Yeah. Wait, did we? Oh no, it wasn't with you guys. I thought it was you guys because we did speak on girls.
We talked about some stuff.
You know what? You know what's really interesting? So like European. So we need to distinguish between UK girls and mm-hmm. European girls.
Gotcha.
Even though UK is in Europe.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
So. Everyone thinks, you know, UK being, we're not the same, we're different. Yeah. European girls are very different, especially northern, like Slavic girls. Mm-hmm, like I was, mm-hmm. last year I was in Spain, Ibiza, I went to Italy, I went all around for a good, like interrailing almost, and just making contact with some friends.
Nice.
But like the Slavic girls I found, so like if it's Polish girls, if it's, you know, Swedish girls, if it's Finland, Dane, they're very, because the country's cold, the girls are cold.
Mm.
Not all of them, obviously there's very nice warm girls.
Interesting, the country's cold. The girls are cold.
Russian girls, Ukrainian girls. These girls, they're cold because of the geography of the place. And I think it's had an effect. I mean, look, don't quote me, but I think it could have had an effect. I'm just telling you, they are cold girls. Not all of them.
But you know, you want to know the real reason for that?
Tell me.
They're vampires.
Yeah, bro.
Slavic vampires.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you saying just cold.
And they'll suck like
a
motherfucker. Anyway,
so you're saying
talking
like
about personality
wise. Like, yes,
yeah,
gotcha.
Let me give a bit more of a clarify that. Yeah, so personality wise, the girls are very cold and mm-hmm. they're not warm. And I like fun, warm girls and express emotion and love. But like they're very
Emotion, love, you know
that kind of thing.
Basic human things that we might need.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
But these girls are so cold. They're very like. I can't explain it, man.
Yeah, are they approachable though still? Or is this not even like a...
So they are approachable, you know, and I was with lots of different girls out there and they're some of them I had great fun with, but they're very... almost, you would think they're boring, but they're not boring. They're just closed and very like cards close to their chest and don't want to open up and don't want to show, you know... emotion and
any vulnerability
or anything like that. Obviously I keep like having to say this because there are loads of very warm
for sure
as a whole speaking generally a lot of the girls are like that. Then I found in South America where the weather's warmer and the Middle East the girls are way warmer.
I can't wait to get there.
Brazil.
Bro. But like, because maybe the weather's warmer.
Yeah.
The girls are a lot more warmer. They're a lot more. And then as for America, I mean, the girls are just obnoxious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No.
Just obnoxious, but in a good way.
They're like a room temperature coffee. Annoying and just, you know.
Like, cause I know what we talked about because I was telling you when we first got out here, a guy that was training us, he said, bro, you guys got to go to Norway and Sweden. Mm. He said, everybody looked just like a painting. Like, he's like, because there's the white women, but then there's the mixed of a black guy that came and found him a Polish girl or whoever
and spread his seed.
He's like, so the girl, everybody look crazy. They be dark with light eyes. It be all types. He was like, you got to go there. And we was like, all right, well, I guess that's.
But those areas have like the Hitler effect too, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are the blonde hair, blue eyes, very pure. Purebred.
Oh, that's what we talk about. Because he said he don't believe.
I was literally just about to interrupt, but I wanted to let you finish.
Okay, please tell me.
I just wanted to let you finish. Not that I wanted to let you dig yourself deeper.
I look like a jackass.
I wasn't trying to make you dig deeper. No, look, we were speaking about that. No, that's all rubbish. I mean, obviously Hitler tried to do that, make an Aryan race, blonde hair, blue eyes, mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And he killed 6 million blacks, Jews, gays, mm-hmm. gypsies, whatever.
Yeah.
But that didn't create... a group of people in that area of blonde hair, but they were already there because of the geography of the place,
because of the
you know, like light eyes, thinner nose, thinner lips, because of the air being thin, and all these other different environmental factors which make humans evolve in a way that they are.
Mm-hmm.
So they were already there. And just back to your point about the girls in Sweden, absolutely, man, the girls in Sweden are stunning. I mean, there's a lot of Swedes out in LA. I've been with a few Swedish girls in LA. And
a little Swedish fish.
They're gorgeous. Yeah. They're gorgeous. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Yeah. Stunning.
I had one over at our crib one time, and she had a fat ass too. Swedish girl.
Oh, God, I think
exactly what you're talking about.
And she was the first just girl that made me feel so uncomfortable. Because we got high, we smoked, we're enjoying ourselves. Next thing she says, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. I opened my front door. I said, whenever you need. Black man with this white woman from Sweden. Okay. And I'm like, I don't know if anything goes down. Like, if she starts to feel any uncomfort, I want her to have the freedom to leave. To just leave. And I think she felt that. But in
what
me,
I'm just trying to understand, what was she afraid? Like, what?
She probably got paranoid.
Like, I don't know. She thought, because we were in my room, we're just kicking in. Right. But I don't know. She's from out the country. Yeah. Maybe she got nervous. I was like, please, you know, if you feel like. She was like, my mom might need me or something like that. She said, I was like, and I think she saw that and she was like, you know what? And she knew from our video, she was like, just put on one of your videos. I put that on. She started laughing.
Calm down.
Calming down. It's like watching after a scared puppy for us.
But you still left the door open.
Oh, you gotta leave the door open. You're not happy.
While I knocked it down.
But do you think it's because you were black or not?
You know what? It might not have been, but that's how I felt.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because of that. When that's the general feel, you just get that feeling could that be a reason?
Emmanuel, you were excessively black, like we talked about last week.
I was excessively black.
I missed the sound effect. I know.
Play for him.
That's excessively black.
There was a lady that called into a PR. She's trying to get a job or whatever. Yeah. She was like, just to let you know, I can't work around too many people, especially people that are excessively black, and any other minorities. That you're gonna have to keep them away.
We were like, "What does that even mean? I don't know."
What excessively black? What, the color of your skin being?
Is it a shade thing or personality thing? We didn't know what she meant.
Like black culture. Like, are you hip? Like, what? Are you?
It was crazy.
What did she say? That's fucking weird.
But even back to my dad, we were talking about the girl when he went to the military when he was 18. He said at 19, he got shipped to Germany because that's where I was born.
Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, so he got shipped to Germany. And he said as soon as he got to Germany, he was like, yo, those German women eat black military guys alive out there. And then it's true because even a couple of, like, I think he got a homegirl. I got a homegirl.
I just talked to my homegirl today. She live in Germany and she always tell me how, like, the army guys, every girl wants an army guy. Like, especially when they're young, but like when women start getting older, they realize that's just a fantasy. But she said so many of her friends had babies and the guy leaves.
But do you think it's because they want to come to America?
Some of it is that, but some of it, you know, they love American culture. Yeah. So when they see a, you know, American man, they get excited. American,
like, we go to a club out there, we're automatically famous.
And she told me that all the time, and we go there.
I'm with that, though. Where are we going?
But my dad told me this crazy story about how he dated this one German girl when he first got there, and she used to come pick him up in the whip, and he's like 20 years old, he's young, you know, in shape, he feeling this, so he's like, oh, I'm out in Germany living the life. And he said she would come get him, and she made him a milk bath. And I was like, he was like, it's like big warm milk in a tub. And she would always say, your skin is so nice, it helps your skin.
Wow.
And in his mind, he like, I'm just trying to fuck. I ain't worried about no skin.
I've never heard this before. Was it some weird fetish she had, or she actually trying to be caring?
See, that's what I don't. I was like, well, he probably.
She was trying to make cappuccino with that man. I mean, throw him in the tub and see what happens.
But for him, for a young dude, he probably like. You could go to a girl house, she'd be like, oh, I made you a milk bag.
What's funny, my homegirl, she's a product of this. Her mom got pregnant by a military guy and he left, and she's been trying to find her dad ever since.
She's been looking for the milkman ever since.
Name. Like, her last name is, she has an American last name.
You might need to put it out there so she can find her man.
I got her for it. She has an American last name, and, you know, her mom's white and her dad was black. So that whole era,
I think they called them, it was another term that they had at that time. It was just crazy over there.
Bro, so what I gathered from this, so Germans and Europeans like men in uniform, but black men in uniform.
I think so.
But I was saying to you, when you go, because we were talking about you possibly, you guys going interrailing.
I want to bounce around.
And when you do, like, you know, you go to Germany, I said go to Berlin nightlife.
Yeah, you said go to Berlin.
Berlin nightlife is amazing. I don't know right now because of COVID. I don't know what the fucking situation is. Hopefully everything will be open.
Yeah.
But when you go, you're going to get, are you a baller? Are you a hip hop star?
Oh my God. Definitely.
Are you a basketball player? Like, what do you do? They think you're some fucking sports athlete.
We walk through the hotel. We walk through the airport as a group, and they'll come up to us and be like, are you guys a team? The tallest person we got is 6'2". Who the fuck we playing?
That's what I'm saying, like, but this is how they think.
This is what I'm trying to say.
We used to just say we're scientists.
Yeah, we started saying we're scientists.
Yeah, just say you're like,
scientists. Oh, some type of team? No, we're scientists. We're scientists.
But that's just the mentality. But that's all this shown, though. I'm sure that's all this. And all the basketball player stuff do go over there. So I guess that makes sense.
Or are you an NFL player?
Yeah.
This is what they're going to think. You're some sort of professional sports athlete, which is only going to serve you well.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta lap that up. You gotta use that. You know.
Yeah, what do you play football?
I play for everybody.
I'm a linebacker for. I don't know who.
I'm just gonna go find the closest black man with a beard that look like me. Yeah, it's me right here.
Just point to any football player.
That's me right there.
Whatever, or a hip hop star. Whatever, you know. Hip hop track.
See me pointing to Drake. That's me right there.
Drake's my boy.
No, I am Drake. That's me.
I am Drake. But you say go to Berlin. What's some top cities you would say go to?
Real quick, if you want to know, do you want to know what a milk bath is?
Tell me.
So if you have dry skin, a milk bath may replace the moisture in your skin, since milk contains proteins and fats. So like it helps with dry skin.
So your dad had dry skin.
All y'all was worried about that. To me, I was like, how expensive it was to fill a tub with milk. She was balling.
She definitely balling.
Especially like what's that? 1980s Germany. Where they getting that
thing
much
is,
milk from?
Are you warming it up on the stove and then? That's a lot of work.
That's a lot
like,
of work.
That's the logistics of a milk bath.
Maybe in Germany, milk comes out their faucet.
They got the warm side of the milk. I don't know.
But what's funny, what's the reception for you being European and American? America, how do women treat you? They be like,
as soon as you start talking, I'm sure.
Yeah, accent.
Where are you from?
You see?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Like,
and are people automatically recognizing you? As soon as you touch down?
Actually, some people think I'm Australian. Some people go, are you Australian? But when they hear me speak a bit more, they realize, he's from London. Mm-hmm. After I speak a little bit more. But yeah, I mean, I'll be real. Like, as for some of these girls, bro, it's a wrap. I'm not even joking right now. I swear to God. I'm gonna get killed. How many people are gonna watch this?
It's gonna be pretty good.
We just take that out. Bro, it's a wrap. Like literally, so you know, I've been to so many parties in the hills, and you know, I always introduce myself. Hey, what's mm-hmm. up? I'm Giddy, and like, it's like, do you have an accent?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. You have an accent? Oh my god. Oh my god. Tell me more. And just like, you know, it's almost like, I'm not saying they want to sleep with me immediately.
We're just saying it's just a
yeah, but they come on to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They like, you know, they like.
It's like a little. How can you say it? It's just like a little notch, like a little extra bump in
you know, you know when you like leave the faucet on a little bit, mm-hmm, and it's just like mm-hmm. a bloop. That's what happens
to their vagina. Yeah, it's like, it just starts dripping just a little bit. Like,
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know, and they you know, like, I'm not saying like every single girl, but they just get very excited by
for
it.
Sure.
And it's like, I guess it's just interesting and different in the way that, like, you know, without, I'm not tooting my own horn here, like, because if an American girl came to London, I'm with loads of English girls, and then I
it's
hear this
be
girl, of course, it's something different out of the entire crowd. And I think, like, you know, people are attracted to maybe something that's a bit more unique and different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So, but a lot of the girls are always like, oh my God, you got an accent. Like, and they're like, really, like, oh my, tell me more. And, you know, they kind of throw themselves at me.
More.
And it's like, what do you want me to do? So if they're already hitting on me. You know, part of the game is the guys often typically make the move, right?
And they,
you know, but it's like, if you're already making what seems to be a move on me, and you're already kind of being very flirty and very, you know,
just open,
open and playful.
You're a single man. I mean,
yeah. What the fuck do you expect me to do?
Yeah, you're a single man.
What do you want me to do? You want me to, and you're hot.
So now you see why I'm working on my accent.
So let's see. Let's hear it.
Ask me anything,
I'll break it down for you. I'll get you a good accent.
All right. Here we go. Let me see.
You do an American accent.
Yeah. Let's try your
American. That's not fair. They do it so good.
They do it good.
You know my, which one should I do?
Beers and Burgers.
Beers and Burgers. Okay. I mean, like, because I love America so much. I watch a lot of films, so I always, and I do impersonations as well, so I pick up accents quite well. But usually I've got to warm up to it. But let me try this. Okay. Marianne, where the fuck is Marianne? Get me another goddamn beer now. Hell yeah, I'ma go out, beat my wife up and have a beer. Hold on a minute now. I'ma go get me my rifle. I'ma go shoot me some deer.
Yep.
Then I'ma go, I don't know what the fuck, I'ma go, Charlene. Where the fuck is Charlene at?
That's pretty solid.
Goddamn bitch.
That's pretty
bitch,
good.
Bitch, get me another beer.
All right, Emmanuel, you know, do your bad rendition.
All right, this is my. All right, he picked like a specific one.
Yeah, I mean, you just
I
do
need loads. A specific.
You
one.
Just need. You just need.
I'm gonna
luck.
Do South London.
Oh, South London. Yo, I want to hear this, man. Let's fucking hear this. This is
he doesn't know what that means.
South London.
No, South London.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Yo, what's up, man? Big up to them people, man. You stop playing around with.
I need
my food, fam. Big up, man. It's kind of Jamaican, though, right?
So that's UK Jamaican.
UK Jamaican.
That's a
Top Boy. Little Top Boy.
Little Top Boy.
So Emmanuel, that was actually no. I understood what you were going for.
Yeah, you see what I was.
But it was. There was too much of a Jamaican patois with it, but there is in this South London, I mean, and East London, because of like all the like Caribbean influence from the 70s, the accent is very like Jamaican. But you did too much. But it was good.
Thank you. That's all I'm trying to get to.
It was
them.
Good.
You're trying to get the good.
Let me give you.
Do you want me to do what you're trying to do?
Please.
Okay, so it's more like it's the Top Boy reference.
Want my food, fam?
Yeah. Yo, wagwan, blood. You good? Yeah. Yo, you got me my food, bruv. Bruv, listen. Yeah. I don't fuck about. You get me.
Okay.
I swear down, man, I will shank you straight, man, if you don't get me my food, G.
And here's the thing,
listen, yeah?
They would shoot me because I would say something and be like, I just didn't know what you said. My bad. I'm sorry.
I'd be like, hey, fam, I'm just looking for the milk bath, fam. Like, where the milk bath's at? All right, let me try another one.
Okay.
All right, so this is more like that.
Little David Attenborough?
You're David Attenborough.
Okay, so very posh.
All right.
Hello, governor.
If we look closely at the cockatoo has translated in many ways into just a cock.
That's solid. That's pretty solid. Lord.
But I'm just trying to find that normal. Like, what is my voice? Like, if I just, you know, like a. I'm
trying to do a little Idris.
Yeah, if I was talking around the corner like this.
Not bad. Yeah, Idris is very Cockney.
He's a little Cockney.
You know what Cockney is?
No, what's Cockney?
Like very East London. It's very old.
East London.
Yeah, very old East London because Idris is from there. Mm. So he's very like, listen, I don't care, mate. You know what I mean?
Talk a lot like that.
Like, you know what I mean? Go down to pub, have a couple of beers. Like, Idris is very like that. You know what I mean?
How far is the proximity of these places?
Yeah, that's what
is it a state away from each other kind of?
No. So it's really not that far. London's big, but it's more like compact. Like, there's loads of people, but I don't know, maybe.
But they all have those different accents?
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
crazy.
So I'm from North London.
Right.
But my accent is like, it's just like what you call probably RP London, like received pronunciation, like just I'm just like normal London, like
right.
But yeah, you
it's
have
like American standard here, what they have on TV.
Exactly,
something.
Man. Yeah. And then you have East London, which is probably like a half an hour, 45 minute drive,
okay,
something like that. Mm-hmm. Like from where I came from Hollywood to you.
Gotcha.
Like
okay.
Gotcha. Yeah,
I'd say it's about that distance. So East London, but you have many different accents now, and then South London accent, and I can hear the difference between all of them.
It's kind of like America.
From, you know what it's from? It's just from immigrants. It's from like different people. Like, you have like the Middle East, like a huge influx of Middle Eastern people coming. Mm-hmm, that changed the accent.
Right.
Mixed with like old white English together, then mixed with like Caribbean, mixed with like African, like there's lots of like Nigerians, like it's all melted into like subcultures of accents.
Even the Jamaican accent is kind of a derivative of UK, I mean of British.
Of course it is, bro. Of course, that's why like every other Jamaican surname is like white, black, or Smith,
Barrington,
or something like that. Chesterfield, or whatever. Like,
All right. How about the dude that what's his name? He's in movies. He said, Master Wayne. Master Bruce. Michael Caine. Michael Caine.
Well, he's Cockney. That's what he's Cockney too. Very old school Cockney.
Okay.
Yeah, he's you know the accent I was just doing before.
Michael
Caine. Like, he's very talk like that.
Okay. Why do he do so many pauses while he talks between the words? Master Wayne.
He talked like a typewriter.
You gotta let his jaw realign.
Yeah, that's not a Cockney thing. That's just, I think, him.
Okay, Sean Connery. He's from another place.
He's from Scotland.
Which is close, right?
It's probably like
300-400 miles
away.
It's only 300-400 miles away.
But it's just like America. You know, you got New York, you got Cali, you got.
Scotland is its own. It's its own country.
Yeah, but it's
part of the United Kingdom.
Gotcha.
A lot of people get confused because who's watching this? Mainly Americans, I assume.
Americans, UK, and UK, Canada.
For the Americans, just some to clarify, Aussies. You've got United Kingdom, which is like England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland, not Republic of Ireland.
Northern
Ireland.
Okay.
Yeah, where my surname that is comes from.
United Kingdom.
Yeah. Miller. Yeah, from the Millers. Yeah.
And Republic of Ireland is its own sovereign state that had like independence like 100 years ago. That's where Conor McGregor's from, Dublin, Ireland. What's the U2 singer? Bono. Bro, you haven't even heard me do my other accent.
Yeah, I want to hear some more accents from you.
You haven't heard the LA accent, which I've been hearing the whole time. Okay, bro. Okay, like for real? Like, bro. Yo. You got the Addy? Bro. You got the Addy?
That's that Jake Paul. That's that Jake and Logan.
Yeah. Okay, bro. Like, you got the Addy, though? Like, yo, I'm trying to rage tonight. I'm like with like 4 or 5 girls. Like, we're trying to rage up. Like, yo, you got the Addy.
And they say, bro.
Bro. And it's like, yo. Yo, you got that Addy, bro? Like, yo, bro, like, I'm partying in the house, but not yet. Like, for real, like, I'm with like 5-10 girls. We want to rage. God, yeah, you know what I mean? I got you, bro.
But it's that LA, but then it's like Inglewood, LA, like blood.
Listen, real quick, homie.
Don't pull up on me like that no more, homie.
They're real proper too.
Real proper. We talk like this right here with everything we say, cuz. So you walk out here, it's gonna be, you know, it's like.
Bro, do you wanna know what's so funny? Do you wanna know what's so fucking funny? Yeah. This is my observation. Mm-hmm. Everybody tries to talk like that. Yeah. What the fuck? Why is everyone trying to talk like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm looking at all these white guys and other kind of people, and I'm like, you're not from fucking
like Willow- LA.
What? Yeah, they're not from what? Willowbrook, Compton.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like South Central LA. South, yeah. And I'm hearing these people, and they're like, yeah, nah, me and Kerr, like, what up, Kerr? Like, I'm like, bro, why is everyone trying to talk like that?
Yeah.
Like, you don't talk like that.
Internet, yeah. That's-
exactly. It's just the culture of internet, hip hop culture, TikTok, YouTube. Yeah.
Just mad to watch.
Yeah. But wait, that was a good accent, though.
That's what they, that's yeah, what exactly sound how really
he didn't say that really one hood. Time about mine.
No, he did.
No, he did.
David Attenborough.
Oh, okay.
That's your pocket. That's the one you got. You in the Attenborough pocket. You don't need the Attenborough pocket.
Yeah. The Cameron Miller.
I love David.
Yeah, no, that's great. I guess before we start to wrap it up, I kind of just want to talk.
Oh, no, this is fun. You can't wrap it up.
Not just yet. Not just yet. You said you were going to Miami next.
Oh, yes.
And so,
my neck of the woods.
Yes, going to Miami, but then going to Mexico.
Let me warn you about Miami.
Please,
you
tell me.
Wait.
Have you been to Miami yet?
I've never been in Miami.
Let me tell you.
You think
it's
LA
is a dangerous place?
If you planning on working in Miami, it's probably not going to happen. Dangerous.
We would have shows in Miami, right? And because he's from Miami and two other guys in our group from Miami. So when we get there, we would do the shows. After the show, we always be like, all right, guys, we're going to meet up tomorrow because we got to get some work done. Never happen.
Oh, God.
I may be biased coming from Miami, but I think the most beautiful women in America is Miami.
Yeah. From Miami?
No, for sure. It's
Miami. Not, not L.A., California.
Not L.A.
Miami.
I think it's Toronto, Miami.
Interesting.
L.A.
Why is that?
New York?
What you think, Mike? Because you
No, what does she think?
I think Houston. Houston has some fine ass girls.
Okay,
Houston got some bad
bitches.
There's
fine women. No, there's fine women everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. We're just saying, like, from what we've encountered.
Miami is crazy.
This is the thing about Miami. Miami is like, it's like kind of an LA, but it's concentrated.
Yeah, it's
smaller.
It's almost like taking a scoopful of that Gatorade mix and putting it in a water bottle.
Yeah, that's
when it's supposed to go in a whole container.
Yeah.
It's just concentrated. Oh, wow. In this
one concentrated sex.
It's flat.
You're not going to find the mountains.
You're not going to have the mountains.
It's flat, but it's this. So many cultures.
They're going to think you're Cuban. They're going to think you're Cuban.
Oh, yeah. Everyone always does it. They become like Latino or Spanish or Italian.
You're going to love it.
It's going to be good. It's for work.
Yeah, no,
so
for sure.
So just to answer your question, I'm being flown out there with this company. There's Bitcoin Miami happening, which is the huge conference.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
And then there's another conference. It's like for this new NFT, and I'm just helping promote it with a few other big creators.
Yeah.
Nice.
So they're flying me out to Miami, putting me in a hotel, and then we're gonna party with like G-Eazy, Lil Wayne.
In Miami?
Yeah, at the conference with NFT.
It's gonna be a long time.
It's gonna be a long night. I'm gonna be in the VIP section with them, and we're all gonna, because they're all part of the NFT, helping promote it.
You gotta send me videos.
Oh, I got you, bro. I got you, bro.
No, that's so.
It's gonna be lit.
From there to Mexico.
That's right, and then from Miami, they're flying me to, because I got to be out the country, Cancun. I'm flying to Mexico, Cancun.
You have to be out the country.
I have to on June the 6th, which is it Sunday?
Yeah, I think that is Sunday.
Yeah, otherwise, like I said at the beginning, I'm in big trouble. I don't want to overstay it. I'll have a problem when I come back in. And
are you staying there until you can get back in?
Kind of, yes.
How long is that?
So I plan to be there 1 month. I haven't even booked any fucking accommodation. I need to sort that out now. I've so much to do.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, I wanted to.
I want to
be here, man. With you guys, I've had a blast talking with you lot. I want to stay there a month, and then I think I'm gonna try and work something out with, you know, whoever I'm speaking with, different brands, different companies, to sort out the visa.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Maybe something I can work out with you guys. I don't know, you trading.
Awesome. No, after you leave here, we're there. We're not talking to you anymore.
Yeah, it's just a podcast, guys. We're not really friends.
No, that's it.
This is all fake. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but
welcome to LA.
It's crazy because when we first moved here, we had a friend that was just from Canada, and she was having so many problems with the visa thing. It's very difficult.
Your country makes it very difficult. What they do is they make a visa for every single piece of work.
Gotcha.
So, for example, let's say, like, you know, I'm sure you have a company here to set your entire operation up, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I did a visa through you sponsored me or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like I can only work for you. And it's very, they don't necessarily check, but let's say I lose a job and it's done legitimately and you're sponsored by an actual company, you know, a bank or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
They, if the minute, you know, they don't want you anymore, you can't then go work for McDonald's. It's like, or go sweep the streets.
You gotta get out.
It's like exclusivity type of
thing. Okay. There's a visa for every single little job. It's crazy because, you know, how your country's like, they want to put like Americans first for American jobs to American people rather than like someone else from somewhere in the world. It's like, well, we want to, which is very
You're goddamn fun. Right. That's America, goddamn. America. This America.
and I understand that. Like, I understand that kind of logic. It's cool. I understand that. So it just makes it difficult for me. But whatever. Like, cool. I'm gonna figure out. So I'll stay maybe in Mexico. Just figure things out.
It's not bad. I mean, it's look. Eat some food. You're gonna be chilling.
Some really white, beautiful beaches. White sands. Yeah. Such a beautiful.
There are some white beaches out here. But all right. So do you want to move here eventually?
Yes, absolutely.
Really? Okay.
Live my life out here. Absolutely.
Nice.
He's not playing. He about to be back.
I want a big fucking house in the hills. I want a house in the birds.
When you get your house in the hills, we're gonna come and we're gonna be like,
you know what I'm saying?
Dead ass here, like, the giddy house.
Like, I love America so much, and I just love LA. I mean, I say I love America, I've only really been to LA, but like, I love LA.
So, hadn't been to New York.
I was like 9 years old. My cousins are in New York, but it doesn't really count.
He got lost. His parents were looking for him.
Gotcha.
It was a terrible thing.
It was Home Alone.
There was two bad guys after him.
Yeah, I had to hide in the house.
Italian gangsters after me. I said, the fuck's the matter with you, huh? Where's your fucking parents, your mutt? Huh? What's wrong with you? But no, I love LA, man. So I plan to, absolutely stay out. I want to stay out here and, you know, live my life.
How do you like the food between the two.
Oh my god,
London and LA.
It's what's not to love, bro? I have pigged out on every fast food restaurant.
Yeah.
Also, the portions here are way bigger.
Yeah, fat ass
portions. Some differences between London.
That's why we're fat here.
Well, when you come here, what they don't tell you is they're trying to kill you. So that's what they don't let you know. So they're gonna feed you everything greasy. Just everything, bro. Just eat it.
You know, except like our homeless people.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's another crazy issue.
Yeah. LA homeless population is crazy.
It's crazy, man.
I've never seen that many homeless in my life.
Crazy.
Is there any issue in the UK with homelessness?
Too cold. Absolutely, man. That's a really good point you make. So here's the thing. Yes, there's homeless in the UK, but so the social state does look after them,
right.
You know, and they bring them in, they'll put them in housing and this kind of stuff. But they're still homeless. But here's the other thing. People don't make the decision to go live on the street because it's so fucking cold. Where the weather here, it's warm. You can actually live on the street.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But the homeless here is ridiculous. And, like, it's
that's
just
why
everywhere.
If you get in a house in the hills, you're going to be one of the people upset that there's a tent right outside.
Yes, I'm going to be one of those people, right? It's crazy, bro. But here's another little funny observation that I noticed. So I've been all around LA, by the way. I've stayed everywhere. Santa Monica. Nice.
Yeah.
I'm in Hollywood right now. Venice Beach, Marina Del Rey. Mm-hmm. I was in Inglewood. I was in the hood for a little bit. I was in Inglewood, bro. I was in the hood, cut. You know what I'm saying? People trying to pop a cap in my ass. So I didn't really like it there. I actually didn't feel safe. No, the sirens every
second. What's wild is we don't feel safe. I get it.
I was getting a lot of looks, but I've been everywhere. The point I'm making, when I was in Venice Beach, bro, this is back to the homeless.
Yeah, yeah.
I brought it up. I noticed, so the difference between the homeless in LA versus homeless in London is the homeless here have swag.
Gotcha.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bro, this is so fucking weird.
So
they, you know, how do I explain it? So the homeless in London and UK generally, they'll be very... bro, their clothes are ripped. They're filthy. They're homeless. They're how a homeless person
can
you would
I have
think in
some
your
porridge?
Right.
That's the type of clothes they have on.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of mentality. Yeah.
Right.
Like a blanket.
So poor. And you know, a lot of them are immigrants, and they're just so poor, and it's horrible to see.
Yeah.
But anyway, but here, bro, the homeless are rocking Air Maxes, Air Force Ones, fucking.
That's good. That's because that's what
they got swag.
That's what LA
car
people
key.
Throw in the garbage.
I know what it is.
They find Air Maxes.
You probably done a video with a homeless person thinking it was a real TikTok.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So here's the thing. It's probably what you just said. Right. But what I'm saying is, it's what you call like. So you know, like you guys, you know, you're into fashion and stuff like that. So you know the street look.
Yeah.
That's really in, like, the expensive street look. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where it's coming from. Yeah. It's coming from the homeless. I'm looking at these guys and I'm like, holy shit, this is where the look is inspired
from. Kanye saw it. He saw it on the streets. Was like,
look,
I want to rip shirt
look.
Now.
Like, you know, just the beard itself. Everyone's rocking the
grunge,
beard. Yeah.
Yep.
The grungy, yep. homeless hobo look. Yeah. Hobo energy, bro.
Yeah.
And that's like the look. And that's why I'm looking at these guys. I'm like, bro, they're like rocking Air Maxes and Air Force Ones and like khaki, like nice Levi dark jeans and like Timberland boots.
Yeah.
I'm like, but you're homeless, bro. Like, but you look cool. You look dope.
Yeah.
You look like you got swag, but like, yeah, man, that's where the look comes from. And I noticed, but in London, the homeless, absolutely. No, they're... They're not looking good.
Yeah.
They're not looking good. But I think people choose to live on the streets here as well, especially like Venice Beach and all around Marina Del Rey. Like, it's they'll set up, like, because they've got massive speakers. They've got their iPhones. Mm-hmm. And they're playing music. They're on their lap. Their Macs. Mm-hmm. But they're living on the street, and I guess it's a lifestyle as well.
Yeah.
I think, as
it
well,
is.
For some
it
of
is.
And
I
some
mean,
of them
there's a big part that is like mental health issues and all that.
Yeah, of course.
But there's a lot that choose, because I see some of them holding up signs, help me, but they'll be on Twitter behind it, and I'm like,
yeah, what's up with
this
that?
This is
like,
a very
I
weird.
I thought you were homeless.
Yeah, exactly. And it's legit people in, like, you know, holding a sign in a wheelchair, and I see them with an iPad down here and an iPhone, and they're pulling out too. Now, I don't know. I guess they're giving out that to people. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's what people throw away in LA.
Maybe. I mean, but yeah, I'm in Hollywood right now. I'm just off the Hollywood Boulevard.
No.
Gotcha.
And I love Hollywood. I like it. People think it's a bit tacky, and they'll go to WeHo instead or Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I like Hollywood, maybe because I'm a tourist, but the homeless situation in Hollywood is, that's bad.
It's crazy, man.
That's on the boulevard.
Downtown.
Oh, I went there. I went to downtown.
Yeah, downtown
I stayed in downtown for a bit.
Skid Row.
Skid Row,
yeah.
It's a whole city.
It's a city.
And the smell.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad. I don't know, someone needs to sort that out.
Move now so you have at least a year to enjoy before it just all collapses.
the LA just becomes one giant.
Yeah, it's just all over.
I would just say, what's next for you? Like after you, I guess.
Finish the world tour.
Yeah, after you finish your world tour. Are you going to just take some time to yourself? Or are you going to like keep doing the videos? What's next for you?
Yeah, just keep on that content grind. I film a lot of content. I film a shit ton of content. So I have a lot of content to edit. I've got a lot of, almost drafts, to back up so I can afford to maybe take a couple of weeks of doing no content, for sure. I'm gonna continue making content. I'm gonna go to Mexico for a month. I think there's a girl who wants to come with me and we can just like travel around a little bit because Mexico's so nice. We go Playa del Carmen.
Live your fucking life.
Tulum has become the hot name.
Yeah, Tulum.
I keep hearing
because
Tulum.
They were open. I haven't heard of Tulum. They were open during the pandemic.
Yes, that's why.
Tulum and Dubai, both places.
Tulum is basically America now.
Yeah.
Because everybody.
I haven't heard of Tulum up until two years ago.
Oh, really?
No, honestly, I didn't.
It just became trendy recently.
I only heard about it.
That's definitely true. I was looking at real estate stuff,
and Pablo Escobar's old house was turned into a hotel.
It was in Tulum, Mexico.
Yeah, it's fire, but I'm like, how many people were killed here?
I don't know about that, for sure. Yeah. There's some spirits in there waiting.
But it looks amazing, you see people. Ooh, this is nice.
It's nice.
Blood all done.
So, man, I'll tour around there, and I might after then go to. I have some friends in like Spain, and I might go there. There's a content house there. I might go there. I'll tell you what.
If you in Miami, if you have time, Bahamas is 30-minute flight.
Bahamas. That looks beautiful. But I don't know their situation if they're open or.
You just gotta take the test.
Yeah, I'll just take the test.
Yeah, okay, I'm taking a few tests. So I might go there, but during that time, I have to like kind of knuckle down, sort out the visa. Because the plan is eventually, just to talk a bit more about my plan personally, is once I come back, I want to build a content house.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You know, with like everyone, everyone's doing a content house. But you know, I have a vision, I have an idea, I have a plan, and I understand how to work with brands. I understand how to market and brand the house in the way we want it and really create great videos that people want to see. So I want to bring a few of my buddies in who, a few of my friends, they're also popping on TikTok, YouTube. Again, also hundreds of millions of people watching them a month. We'll come in and we're going to work with lots of brands. You know, collectively we'll have like a billion odd views.
So we can, you know. Are they from across the pond too?
No, people who I've met here. But I knew them before because we all connected on TikTok.
I can leverage all that.
Oh yeah, no, for sure.
Are you going to bring your mom and dad here too? Or is it just fuck them?
They can come on a podcast.
What is it? I'm done with them. I used them.
You don't need them anymore. I used them.
They birthed me. No, I will.
I'll send you a couple TikToks.
When I make that first million, my mom's getting a house.
There you go.
Mom's getting a house. She's the best mom. My dad's the. You see, because now you sounded like a black man.
There you go. Buy that mama a house.
My parents, they're so like. The word isn't even supportive. It's so like. Do what you want to. You know, a lot of parents are very controlling, and they're like, "No, you get your degree, or no, be a lawyer, be a doctor, or be a have a profession, or get an office job, do your schoolwork." They're very like, "Look, you're your own person. Do what you want to do," and like they're very like, my dad's very like free. Like you know, like some parents like, "No, you can't have alcohol when you're young, or don't smoke," or like obviously they don't want me to smoke, but it's like, do what you want. Yeah. And I think that's the best way because it doesn't create, and they're very free with me like that, and I respect that and I like that. So, yeah, it's really cool. It's like almost like a very mature approach, and I like that a lot. And you know, that's how I would be with my kids probably. But like, they're just so free and open, you know. And the only thing they don't like is my dad, especially. He doesn't like when I bring girls back to the house, which I can understand. He doesn't like that.
Your dad doesn't like.
No, he does not like that.
Gotcha.
But I know why he doesn't like that.
Gotcha. Okay.
I know why he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that out of respect to my mom. I think he thinks the only person who's fucking under this.
Yeah, you know.
I think that's the case. So whatever, it's his fucking house. Whatever, I understand. Yeah. I respect that. But they're very cool with me. So you know, yeah, I appreciate that a lot about them. Very cool.
Well, look, got a plan ahead of himself. That's great.
Plug yourself. Tell the people where they can find you and all that good stuff.
My man, I appreciate that. Yeah, you can find me guys on TikTok, Big Giddy. That's what I go as. Big Giddy, not Lil Giddy. There were too many Lils, like you said. Big Giddy. I make comedy vids, silly prank videos. Nice. You know, don't take it too seriously. Instagram, Big Giddy. And follow me. I'm always following people back. I'm always connecting with people. So, yeah, guys, let's have a blast. And, you know, follow me on this journey. See where we go.
All right, man. Thank you for coming
by.
No,
thank you guys for having me.
And I like that you were about to, because we said it. We were both, I know I was drunk. But we were talking and you were like, no, I'm going to come by. You know, some people, especially in LA, you just like to talk. And then,
of course.
And then we talked right after. You were like, yeah, no, let's set it up. So,
no, you guys are cool, man. Like your whole crew, you know, when I met you guys. You guys are cool. And I fuck with that. You know, you guys are real. I really like that. So, of course, you know, I don't give a fuck if there's one subscriber. I just wanted to chill, I enjoyed speaking with you guys. Yeah. You know what I mean? I just wanted to have a chat with you guys and just kick it.
We was up there talking about books while we drunk. We was like, yeah, you gotta get this book, bro.
Thank you for having me.
No, for sure, bro. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Comedy Trap House. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, make sure you rate on iTunes, you know, because that helps us out. Shout out, you know, Mike Mendez on the boards, you know, doing what he does. Shout out to you, brother, for coming through.
Thank you, man.
And we'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, and please God, let's do it.
We gotta talk your Miami stories, cause you gonna like Miami.
Thank you.
Can't wait. We'll see you next week. Peace.
David.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.